exploring options. Hello, I'm Bob Meyer with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Some tough decisions facing livestock producers, especially in drought-stricken areas of the country this year. Given the high price of feed and tight forage supplies, should you be selling off some or all of your livestock? Brad Goosey is an ag loan specialist with BMO Harris Bank in Wisconsin.
Boy, I keep talking to my guys about right-sizing their operations, whether it's any kind of operation right now, getting the pencil out and really sharpening it and saying, okay, can I make money at this or not? Producing at a loss is never good. So, you know, you really got to push the pencil on your own numbers and make sure that you got a margin there. And if you don't got a margin, yeah, then why are you buying $8 corn and feeding it to the animals? Or, and what I always say is, if you can't afford to buy $8 corn and feed it to your cows or animals, you can't afford to grow $8 corn and feed it to your animals either. You need to do the math. And that's where you maybe need to look at, you know, right-sizing the operation. So I think you're going to see some sell-downs. I've got several operations that I work that I call, I guess, smart-sizing or right-sizing that are cutting back a few animals with the idea that, hey, if it gives me another 50 acres of corn to sell, or if it gets their forage needs so they don't have to buy forages, you know, doing things like that to right-size it.
What if they are sitting on grain? Good time to sell, or should they sit on it?
Boy, I'm not a market expert. I watch it, but I'm not an expert at it. So I just would caution that, you know, selling at a profit is never a bad thing. So if you can make money at where the market is today, I think you got to look at selling. You know, will it go higher? Yeah, you can gamble. But as a former grain buyer, I bought a lot of stuff on the downside because the greed gets a hold of you and you think that you're going to hit the top. Only one guy sells at the top of the market. Do you really think you're that smart? I don't know. I guess I'd look and see if I could lock in a profit. And if I can lock in a profit, I'd probably move some stuff.
We're still up in the air as to whether there will be any type of livestock indemnity program renewed from the federal government, or will the new farm bill come through in time. Does that make a difference for the livestock producer out there?
Yeah, I think you've got to keep your eye on that stuff, but it's your own operation, and you still got to pencil the numbers yourself and make the decisions based on your economics. The outside influences are always going to be there, but if you're dependent on something coming from the government or somebody from the outside supporting you, into today's economy and with today's government situation, are we going to have it? That's the question. I don't know. I mean, there's been talk about trying to roll back the ethanol requirement right now, you know, and if they start doing, you know, that could impact an operation pretty significantly.
Above all else, Goosey stresses every operation is unique and you need to sit down and pencil out what is best for your operation. Brad Goosey with BMO Harris Bank. I'm Bob Meyer, Brownfield, Ag News for America.